So welcome to Heavenly Kingdom, the game show with the greatest reward in history. The team that wins this game this morning will be granted all expenses paid trip to the Heavenly Kingdom to enjoy the presence of God for all eternity. But first, you got to play the game. So here's how the game works. First of all, we have two teams. Those over on the Oregon side are the Saints. Let's hear it for the Saints. Okay. And over on the pulpit side, we have the Sinners. Let's hear it for the Sinners. Okay. So I'm going to ask a question that will have points assigned to it. If you get the question right, you get the points. If you get it wrong, the other team has a chance to steal your points. Okay? So we'll start with the Sinners. After all, the Sinners need a little bit of help, right? So we'll let the Sinners go first. So, for 500 points, Sinners, tell me the names of the four Gospels, the first four books of the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Sinners, you are correct. 500 points. Okay. Saints. For 500 points, give me the name of the first and last books of the Bible, and caution, be careful how you say. The names must be precisely correct. First and last books of the Bible, Genesis and
Revelation.
Yeah, I heard somebody say shun. Yeah, those of you who watch carefully know it's not Revelation. Very good. It's 500 to 500. So we will go back to the Sinners. And now for 1,000 points, Sinners, give me the names of six of Jesus's disciples. Okay, Andrew, John,
Peter.
And Thomas, not Paul, he came later. Jesus' original disciples. Judas. Okay, 1,000 points for the Sinners. And Saints, for 1,000 points, give me the names of four of the tribes of Israel. Four of the tribes of Israel. Judah is one, yes.
Asher.
Yep.
Zebulun.
Oh, we have some Bible experts here, I can tell.
Cain was not one of the tribes, too.
Was that?
Cain.
No, Cain? No, those were the bad guys. The Israelites were no lie. Okay, one more. One more out of the 12. We had Judah, we had Zebulun, we had Asher.
Levi.
Okay. 1,000 points. Well, the Saints pulled it out with Levi. So, for 5,000 points and the win, 5,000 points and the win is a toss-up question. Okay? So get your arms ready. I'll do my best to be scanning the room. So when you know the answer, make sure you know it. When you know the answer, raise your hand. I will call on you. So for 5,000 points and the game, okay, give me the name of the last book of the Old Testament.
Malachi.
Whoa! Malachi. Lightning quick. So the Saints take lead 6,500 points. Now, the question is, Saints, have you earned your all-expenses-paid trip to the Heavenly Kingdom? The answer is found in our mystery the mystery number is that is 6,500 or less, you're in, okay? So here's the mystery number, and it is 1,679,532,001. I'm afraid you came up a little bit short. Better luck next time. So tune in next week for another Heavenly Kingdom game. Now wait a minute. Are some of you wondering what kind of a crazy game is this? Can't possibly win. But of course, that's the whole point. The whole point is that when we try to make our relationship with God, when we try to make salvation into something that we earn by our own smarts, by our knowledge of Bible trivia, or by our good deeds, or simply by trying hard enough or believing hard enough, it's not going to make it. That what we learn and what we celebrate on Reformation Sunday is that salvation, justification, the gift of a renewed relationship with God, and that life in the heavenly kingdom, which by the way begins right here on earth through faith in Christ, we can only get that in one way. It can only be received as a gift, as a completely free, totally undeserved gift of God. The moment we take that gift and try to turn it into a possession that we can claim that we are entitled to because of anything, like for instance, because we are after all Lutherans. Obviously, if anybody's saying we are, that's what our old Adam, our old sinful self tries to do. It tries to take the free gift of salvation and rip it away from us by turning it into an accomplishment and entitlement, but it can only be received as a gift. And the other thing about this gift of salvation is that not only can it only be received as a gift once, but this gift of salvation must be received as a totally free gift continually, every day. Every day that we wake up, every time that we remember that we are loved and healed and saved and forgiven by God, we know that we don't deserve it. We never could, never will. Can only be received and continually received as a gift. And that's why we are having our confession and forgiveness of sins now instead of at the beginning of the service. Because now we get the opportunity once again to be reminded of Jesus who died for us on that cross, and to receive once again as a totally free and undeserved gift the gift of God's pure forgiveness and grace. So I invite you to join with me in the confession and forgiveness of sin.